It's Friday. We made it. What a crazy week has it been. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, a podcast on how to make you successful. Today, I want to talk about what you can do. I'm sure a lot of you, just like myself, have asked the question in all of this madness and all of the depressing news from the Supreme Court to what our churches are doing to the woke communities we see in the Christian circles. What can we do? And I just want to leave you with that and a positive, encouraging thought and steps to take this weekend that will be meaningful. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com, put in HTBT in the memo field. You'll get tons of great content. You'll get a free HTBT mug when you subscribe. If you enjoy this content, if you find this valuable, I'd really appreciate your subscribing on the network, on YouTube, sharing the show, commenting, all that stuff is really helpful. So what do you do? And this is the thing, we've talked about it before, of how are we supposed to respond? Like, how do we not get overwhelmed and negative and depressed with the news, with what I'm sure you guys are feeling? I've been feeling the same way too. Everyone I've talked to has felt this way. And we've talked about, in one way, we keep our eyes on Christ. We keep worshiping. We're thankful. We know that he's in control. We focus on him. But there's some other great things that we can do. And it depends on where you are in life. For sure, yourself, you can take ownership of yourself and read your Bible and make sure that you're fasting, that you're praying, that you are devoting time to God. And that really matters. That really matters. It helps us with our sanctification process. It helps make it prepares us for battles ahead. It makes us better men and women of God. It makes us a blessing to our communities. It makes us a blessing to our families. It helps edify the church when we are devoting time to Christ, when we are pursuing that sanctification process. That is a first intangible step. The secularist, they love the make your bed thing, where it's like, if you just wake up and make your bed in the morning, at least you completed something. At least you started a task. The Christian equivalent of that should be, when you wake up in the morning, take 10 minutes to pray and thank God, praise God, ask for forgiveness of your sins, pray for other people, and then make your request known. Do those things in the morning, and at least you have been grounded in Christ in the morning. And then open your Bible and read. Even if it's one verse, just open your Bible and read and ask God to use that washing and cleansing of the word in your mind and renewing your heart. That is something that we would all need. And just imagine this. Imagine if the nation did this every morning. Imagine if every person who named the name of Christ did that in the morning. Imagine if only our churches did it. Imagine if our families did it together. Just even a small group of people. We don't even need a nation revival. What if our family committed every single day to do that? What would change? A lot would change. It matters. It's important. And it's not a microwave solution. That is, it's not going to see, you're not going to see results in 30 seconds. You're not going to see the fruit that is bared from that in a minute. But it is an oven cook. It takes a lot longer. But the fruit and the results, the food that comes out of that oven, it's crispy. It's exactly like what it's supposed to be. So train yourself, discipline yourself to do that. If you are the head of your household, call your wife, call your kids and pray for them. If you're in the van, if you're in the car listening to this, pause this show and pray together. Even if it's just two lines. This doesn't have to be an intimidating thing. This doesn't have to be a Sunday sermon, but starting to create these patterns, starting to create these customs, these traditions, catechizing your family matters. Just imagine if every family in the country did this. Just imagine if every family in your church did this. Things would change. God would be moving and working in amazing ways. Just imagine. Call your wife and just encourage her in the word. Give her a verse that you've been thinking about. Text her, email, whatever it takes. Just do it. If you are leading a church, send out an email, do a video, send it to them throughout the week, encourage them, have a little podcast. These things matter. Find ways to engage with the community beyond just on Sundays. Find ways to encourage them throughout the week and exhorting them to do these things. It makes a world of difference. Just imagine if every church in the world was praying and seeking God every single day. If we had the humility to understand that the solutions to these problems are not our own, that we desperately need God. I forgot who I was talking to this morning. I was messaging. I'm trying to think of who it was. It doesn't matter. But we were talking about how institutions are evil. Certain institutions are evil, specific ones. And I replied back and I just said, every institution that isn't Christ-centered is evil by definition, because he is the only one that is good, right? But the thing is we think of institutions like, you know, businesses, churches even, publishers, nonprofits, whatever it is. But institutions are also your church. Institutions are also your family. Those are institutions God created, and they all require Christ to be the center. So what can you do this weekend? What can you do right now is you can turn this podcast off, spend time praying, spend time reading. And again, I'm not talking about a Sunday service with yourself. I'm not talking about conducting a Sunday service with your family. I'm saying just start praying. Take 2 minutes to pray. Spend the rest of this time driving to work, praying to God. Look on your Bible app for the verse of the day and just meditate on it. Small, simple steps for yourself, for your family, for your wife, for your kids will make an impact. If you don't know what to do when the Supreme Court makes rulings that are unjust and unfair, when you see what the president doing and you think what he's doing is immoral and unfair and dictatorial or whatever it is, dictatorial, not dictatorial, like you're dictating something. when you see your church is going woke, what can you do? You take ownership of what God has given you responsibility for. That is very real. It's very important and it's very meaningful. So I'm going to end the show right now. 7 minutes in. We usually do a 15-minute show. I'm giving you 7 minutes back in your day, 8 minutes back in your day. Spend this time seeking God. Spend this time calling your wife and just praying with her over the phone or calling her into the office because you're working from home because of this whole virus thing. And just take this next 8 minutes and redeem the time and start building up the foundation. And if you have this foundation already, start adding rooms, adding walls, adding roofs, adding playrooms, adding whatever it is to your walk already, and dig deeper into leading yourself, leading your family with Christ in the center. And this will make the most meaningful impact. This is what will turn our country around. Remember, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will heal their land. Don't worry about the healing of the land. That's God's problem. But what can you do to seek God? What can you do to walk in humility with yourself and with those who you have ownership with? Have a good weekend. Enjoy your Sabbath. Enjoy the Lord's Day. And let's get back to work Monday and be successful. We'll talk to you next week. God bless.